why is this film important right now?
Dave Bald Eagle in this film opens people's hearts in the most phenomenal way. And so when he starts telling hard truths, we're listening to somebody that we love. And we listen in a different way. We listen with our hearts. You know, a lot of people make the parallels in terms of, well, this is the perfect time because of Standing Rock. But for me, in a sense, what I feel is powerful through that is I want people who've been allies of Standing Rock to see this film so they can learn far more about the people they were standing shoulder to shoulder with. I think that it will help break down some barriers. It will help break down some conflicts. And particularly young people moving through life, I think this is a lead character that many will never forget.
What I want to know is how a guy from Britain who grew up in Scotland ended up making movies that hit so close to home here.
In 1999, I came out to Pine Ridge for the first time. There was a ghost shirt, sacred ghost shirt, which had been taken from the Wounded Knee Massacre that had been sitting in a museum in Glasgow ever since. And a group of Lakota came over, requested its repatriation. And because I'd been developing a screenplay about Wounded Knee, the moment I heard, I knew I was going to jump on a plane and follow it out there. In a sense, there's a parallel with the movie, in the sense that in the movie, an author gets asked to come in and help tell this particular story of an elder. And because I was a filmmaker, I had a lot of people on the reservation saying, come here and film this testimony of this person, come here and film this of that. And that sort of spiraled into becoming A Thunder Being Nation, the documentary that I made over many, many years. You know, some things are meant to be in life. And, the way everything unfolded with this truly is one of them.
A lot of interviewers like to ask that question about change after a creation finally is made. And this was a process of over 5 years, from making that commitment to the author of this book. And then actually, finally, through you post-producing this alone, I'm curious, like, if you find that there are just different things that are the most important to you in your life now after creating this film.
The funny thing is that you get caught up so much in the minutiae of everything, and I've literally done pretty much everything on this film. You know, I get the most beautiful responses from people in the audience. This manager wrote to me because she said this white man in his 70s came up to her after the film to talk to her, and he could barely get the words out because he was sobbing. And this was the second time he had seen the film. And she said the thing that was so extraordinary was also, you know, he was from a generation where you don't show emotion. And she went to the trouble to extend this to me. She thought I needed to hear this story, and I did. It was beautiful to hear. It's the sort of thing where I should be, you know, walking on air with all this impact and the feelings that people are having from it. But at the end of the day, you know, I'm going to sleep anxious, waking up anxious because, you know, I have a million things to do every day, promoting and logistics and all these things. So it's the one thing that's remarkable about this film, external to the narrative, is that it's almost unheard of for a film to be self-distributed by a filmmaker. And yet, you know, I've been launching this region by region through the country, and where it's been so far, it's been doing extremely well. And so much of it is because the audience is getting behind the film in such a powerful way. People are connecting with us so completely on social media, reaching out to us on Facebook, spreading the word. And it's that direct communication between them and myself that's created this opportunity. People are seeing the value in the film, in the storyline, and they're investing parts of themselves in it. It's a very remarkable thing. Even just in Montana, for example, we're in the Art House in Billings right now, and we're opening in the Myrna Loy in Helena, and as well as the Roxy in Missoula. I mean, that's three theaters in a state of a million population. That's not done by an independent film normally. And it's been because people have been going to the theaters and asking for it and that sort of thing. And it's just a remarkable example of, you know, this modern age that we're living in, the way that people can engage with work and champion it and take it through the whole process. It's been quite remarkable.